The rates of people hurt or killed on the job in Wyoming are higher than in any other state, and many of those workers are Latino. Nationally, Latinos suffer workplace accidents more than any other group. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards found out, an obscure law on Wyoming's books means undocumented workers rarely get compensation when they get hurt, and that could be making workplaces more dangerous for everyone.
A 25-year-old immigrant got a job working for a landscaping company in Jackson. One day, he was out mowing a lawn.
I had an accident. A coworker drove over my foot with a machine.
As an undocumented worker, he was immediately worried.
Because I wasn't sure they would pay, I didn't try to go to the hospital. I went to talk to the employer. He just told me, "Oh, well, for you. It wouldn't be in your best interest to do anything if you put in for workers' comp or something like that." The accident happened on Friday, but I didn't go into the clinic until Monday.
Since his boss said filing for workers' comp wasn't a good idea, he still needed to figure out how to pay his medical bills, and so he sought legal help.
I went to two lawyers here in Jackson, and they told me that I couldn't demand money from the company, that if I did, the company would call immigration. There isn't a lawyer that will take a case, so how are we supposed to take action against them if we don't have someone to represent
us?
Many workers choose not to sue for fear of deportation, and Wyoming's laws provide no protection from that. His plan to sue went nowhere. But there is one attorney in Jackson who takes cases like this, Steve Dwyer.
For the first 6 years, I never had any of those type of cases coming up. And then just literally within about the past two calendar years, I've probably had maybe a half dozen or so.
Right now, Dwyer is working on a case for another undocumented worker who fell off a roof. His employer had been paying into workers' comp for him, but the roofer never saw those benefits, and now he's about $17,000 in debt.
His boss said that he would pay the medical bills, and then the medical bills got more than what the boss wanted to pay, so the boss cut off all contact with the person. So the employee made a workers' compensation claim, which the division denied.
Wyoming's Division of Workers' Compensation, that is, they denied the claim because under Wyoming law, undocumented workers can't be considered employees. It's the only state that explicitly excludes them by law.
That's a very strange statute. It's structured oddly. It's hard to read. It's hard to understand. And that includes how we define employee.
University of Wyoming law professor Michael Duff is writing a treatise on Wyoming's unusual workers' comp laws. Back in 2005, lawmakers tried to fix the problem by leaving it up to employers to decide if their workers were here legally. Now, if the employer believes the worker's paperwork seems legit, then okay, sure, that worker can receive workers' comp. Duff says that's not good enough to solve Wyoming's unsafe workplace problem. He says if employers aren't tending to the safety of some of their workers, that makes it less safe for all their workers. In 2015, over 11,000 immigrants worked in Wyoming, many of them in Wyoming's so-called extra hazardous industries: construction, transportation, mining.
Somebody's going to pay. Okay, so as a society, we're just trying to figure out who it is that's going to pay, because you don't get to have human beings come and work for you and get injured and then not have any cost occasioned by those injuries, right?
You know, in my experience, I think the law as written works pretty well.
That's Wyoming Workforce Services Deputy Director Jason Wolf.
I think we are, in a sense, including them, including the undocumented workers, as long as they're providing some verification to their hiring employer that they have an authorization to work.
In other words, as long as their documents convince the employer, legal or not, they're covered. It's unclear how many Latinos are hurt or killed on the job in Wyoming because the agency's reports don't show a breakdown by ethnicity. But Wolf says, in his experience, most employers aren't working the system, and such cases are pretty rare. But Wolf admits that workers' comp does function like other kinds of insurance and would be more successful if all workers were covered.
I think that that would then require some alterations within the current statute to allow people to just flagrantly hire undocumented workers and then be covered under workers' compensation. I don't disagree with the idea. I think that would substantially, probably lower costs.
As for the injured landscaper in Jackson, he says he feels the current law exploits workers like him.
To me, it seems unjust because workers' comp or the state of Wyoming is allowing the companies to continue operating in the same way and affecting more workers.
He says he's been out of work for 6 months because of his injuries and still isn't sure how he's going to pay off his thousands of dollars in medical bills. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.
That story was produced in collaboration with the Jackson Hole News and Guide.